This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1361, how Frankie scored an overall 8 on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today, you'll meet Frankie, a student who just passed IELTS with an amazing overall 8. He'll share the strategies he used to score 8.5 on both listening and reading, and a 7 on writing. Listen in so you can use his tips on test day. Welcome, Frankie, to the podcast. Everyone out there listening, we have this very special, exciting surprise. Frankie, you just got some amazing IELTS scores. I don't want to bury the lead. Can you just tell us right off the bat, what were your IELTS scores?
I got 8 in total. So like,
amazing.
For the breakdown, like I got 8.5 for my reading and listening, and 8 for my speaking and 7 for my writing.
Amazing. Congratulations, first
Thank
of all.
You.
An overall 8 is always so exciting. And these 8.5s on some individual tests, amazing. So I'm excited to dive into how you got these scores, some strategies you can share with our listeners. But first, can you share with us, just introduce yourself. Where do you live? Why were you taking the IELTS exam?
I'm Frankie and I'm from Hong Kong. So actually, it's not my first time to do the IELTS. Like I did 2 IELTS tests before. So like when I got into the uni, and also when I did my when I got admitted myself to a master degree. So, but I only got like 7, like I think 7 total in the previous 2 tests. So like recently, I want to move to Australia with my partner. So I'm like, okay, I have to do a test. So.
Very exciting. So the goal is to move to Australia, which fantastic. I know a lot of our listeners are also hoping one day to immigrate to move to Australia. A lot of our IELTS students. I would love to live in Australia. I just want to visit Australia, but I could totally live there. That's exciting.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and I haven't taken an exam for a long time. So I was like, oh, I mean, when you do an exam, right, you need techniques. So
right.
I'm like, so I was Googling, like IELTS test preparations. So mm-hmm. I find the podcast, and then I listened to the podcast by RB and the others. So I was like, oh, it's amazing. So I did the 3 keys.
Yes. Courses. Okay. So when you first took the IELTS exam, you took it a couple mm-hmm. of times, couldn't get higher than overall 7. You had not yet gone through our course 3 keys IELTS, right?
No, then
when you were studying again for the exam, you found the podcast, you found our course. So let's talk about, how did that make a difference? What did you, let's go some specific exams at first. Let's talk about speaking. Mm-hmm. What made a difference? What did you learn? What strategies can you share with our listeners that you learned in 3 Keys IELTS that could help them?
For speaking, I forgot, like, I mean, what questions I had done before, right, in the previous 2 tests. So, like, I think it's important, I mean, to do this course because it will let me know, okay, what kind of questions, I mean, I would expect in the exam. So, like, I would not be panicked, right, I mean, when I in the examination. So it was really important, I mean, to get familiar with those questions first. And also, like, I mean, the techniques I knew in those, in the 3 keys courses, I was like, they're not really difficult tips or techniques, but like, it's easy to remember. So when I went through, in the exam, right, I just keep reminding myself, okay, just calm down and then like, just follow the steps, like what I've learned before. And then, yeah.
Okay, I love that. So Would you say that a lot of it was just being able to go in confident, knowing like, I have the strategies, I know what to expect? I feel like that's the case with the speaking exam, that a lot of it is your level of confidence and how stressed out you are affects your performance a lot. Did you feel confident going into the speaking exam?
Yeah, I felt more confident because I was like, okay, I knew that there would be another questions. Okay, that would be like a ending questions. Okay, I know like this question will be general. So like, I think all this will help me, to be more confident, to not to panic, right? Because like in an exam, I mean, people get panicked easily, really easily.
Yeah, so you were able to learn enough about the speaking exam and what exactly would happen next and what questions to expect that you didn't have that anxiety that students would have not really knowing exactly what the test will be like, for sure. Okay, let's talk about listening and reading. These were extremely high scores for you to score 8.5s. Mm-hmm. What can you think of any specific strategies that you learned that really seemed to help on test day?
Let's talk about the reading first.
Okay.
That's why I'm like when I did the reading exam, I went through the questions first. So like, okay, I knew okay what I would needed to get okay when I was reading an article. So like, I knew okay I need to focus on these things. So like, these are the techniques, right? I mean, they're not really difficult techniques, but I'm like, you need to know before you go to exam center.
Yeah, so reading the questions first, finding those keywords instead of starting by just reading the whole passage. That we've said that here on the podcast. We definitely hit that hard in the course. This is a mistake a lot of students make, to just see it as a comprehension exam, read the entire passage, when you don't have time to do that, right? You have to really look at the questions, target keywords, know what you're looking for in the passage. You feel like that helped you get this high of a score?
Yeah, like a topic sentence. I mean, I think you meant you guys mentioned a lot, and also like I keep reminding myself like not to try to understand every single word, because like I think that's a trap, right? Because like, okay, there's some words like I'm not familiar with, and then but just don't spend time on trying to understand like it too much, and then just look for keywords, I mean, which are crucial, right?
Yes, I love that you brought that up, because you're exactly right. That's an IELTS trap, that mm-hmm. there will be unfamiliar words in these reading passages, but they're almost never the key to getting the answer correctly. So you had learned this, you knew to, you can almost totally ignore those words and you're still going to be able to find the answer, right?
Yeah. Okay, and also like the listening part, I remember there were four parts in the listening exam, and like for the second part, I lost track, because like it was about like a trip to the UK, and then it mentioned like a lot of places, like I even don't know how to pronounce those words. So I lost track, and I just tell myself, okay, at that time, right, I told myself, okay, if I miss like just one question, right, just skip it and then just go to the other one.
Okay, that's such a good point. Yes, this happens to students a lot, where you lose track in the audio. Suddenly you think, you realize suddenly, I have missed an answer or two. And then the key is to not panic, to just figure out where you are in the answers. Don't stress about the ones you've missed. You can write something later and get back on track so that you hear the rest of the answers, right?
Maybe and I just still, want like one questions, but anyways, right. I mean, yeah.
Because you still scored an 8.5. So this is a really good point. I'm glad you're pointing this out, that you can get lost in the audio. You can lose track of where you are. And if you don't let that panic you, if you stick to the strategies and just calmly find where you are, you could miss just one question and still score an 8.5. Amazing.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things like you talk about, right, in one of the podcasts. I can't remember which one it is, but but I think that's the kind of technique, right? I remember like when I
yes
in exam, like
Yes, because we have to expect for things like that to happen, right? We need to be prepared for the worst. That happens to a lot of students that we, and I love you kind of pointed out, you knew exactly why that happened. It's an audio about the UK and they start naming towns or counties you're unfamiliar with, right? They're saying Manchester, Essex, Sussex, Surrey, and it would be sort of like, I don't know these words, I'm not familiar with these words, and it might be harder to track the audio, but you had the strategies and you knew to just stay calm and you had read the questions ahead of time so you knew what to listen for to get back on track.
Yep.
I love that. Okay, awesome. What about writing? You scored a 7 on writing, which is difficult to do. A lot of students are trying to get that 7 on writing and they take IELTS multiple times and they can't quite get it. They're scoring 6s, 6.5s. So what tips can you give? What did you learn in the course that helped you score that 7 on writing?
Writing is always my weakest paper, I would say.
You're not alone. It's hard. It's difficult.
Not only in IELTS, like, and also like and other like exams I took before, and when I was in secondary school or like primary school, it is always my weakest part. So actually, I spent quite a lot of time on preparing the writing task, and Amber, like you taught us, I mean to manage your time really really well, because like within I'm a really slow writer, so like. And I remember that you told us, I mean, to spend like 20 minutes on part one.
Yes.
And 40 minutes for part two. And I remember those like linking words, linking sentences, phrases. So it helped a lot because like I didn't have to spend time on creating a structure.
Because yes. Like,
and it's really challenging. To write a lot of words, right? Within like 60 minutes. Especially like for a topic like I'm a not be familiar with. So like I remember like you taught us, proofread it. And I'm glad that I did it because I find quite a few typos.
Oh yes.
Yeah, because like when I'm working, right, usually I use Microsoft Word and usually they will highlight it, right? Underline the typo, right?
It has a spell check for you. You don't have that on test day, right?
And it doesn't exist in the IELTS exam, so.
Exactly. I love this. I love that you're talking about time management, because we do talk quite a bit about that in the course, because this can be, if someone gets sort of lost on task one and takes much longer than the 20 minutes, if you don't have a feel for how long it's going to take you to write those essays, you could run out of time and never even get to task two. That would be worst case scenario. So you have to really practice writing your essays, timing yourself so that you can confidently know on test day, I can write these essays in the time that I have, right?
Yeah. I remember in those courses, right? Like in the course, in the three keys course, it always restricts the number of words. I mean, students can put in the back. So I'm like, because time management is always important in this task. So like in the real exam, right, I tell myself, okay, not to write too much, especially task one. Otherwise, I won't have time for task two. So like, it allowed me to have some time, I mean, to do the proofreading, which was important because I got typos.
Right, that you were able to catch. That's such a good point, that if you write too much, you won't have, you're going to run out of time. You won't have time to proofread. You're likely adding extra ideas and not supporting them in task two, or you're spending too much time on task one. So yes, we, in Three Keys IELTS, we make you limit your essays because you have to do this on test day. You just don't have time, right? So 150 to 200 words for task one, 250 to 300 words for task two. That's all you need. IELTS examiners aren't counting words. It doesn't really matter as far as your score. It matters for time management. You only have time to write a certain amount and still be able to proofread. And it is vital. Like you said, you caught a bunch of typos. You maybe would have scored a 5 on your grammar if you hadn't caught all of those misspelled words. Or there may have been punctuation errors. There may be other things that you had caught that boosted your score and allowed you to get that overall 7. That may have made all the difference.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again. Amazing scores. An overall 8. So exciting. 8.5s. It sounds like you really applied all of the strategies you learned in Three Keys IELTS. So you were able to be confident on test day, knowing you were going to get the score you needed. And now you can move on with your goals. What's your time frame as far as when do you plan? When are you hoping to move to Australia?
Probably after a year. So like, but I don't have a fixed date yet. So like, I need to discuss with my partner. So like,
yes.
But I think like, I mean,
like pretty
getting,
soon, though.
Like getting a good score, I mean, which allows me to get a visa easily. And also, yes. Like, maybe it's easier for me to land a job there. So like, yeah, I think that will help a lot there.
Awesome. Very exciting. Good luck on all of your endeavors. We're so excited for you. And thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Frankie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.